Good morning, class. Professor Kennedy here with this week's edition of Chalk Talk, brought to you by the Ray Morgan Company. Now look, yesterday's stadium was rocking, and I know you saw an interesting new wrinkle out of our offense. I just wanted to take a moment to break it down and show you what Derek Carr saw and how he used it to his advantage against the Jets defense. Take a look at this. Five wides, empty backfield. You've got defense showing a two deep man under look. This one has man. This one has man. This one has man, this one has man, this one has man. Ideally, because he's backed up, he probably doesn't want to take a chance on the pass. Derek's going to call an audible, which is going to bring Cordarrelle Patterson back in the backfield. Let's watch how it goes. Cordarrelle Patterson comes in the backfield. He brings in Jared Cook, the tight end. Brings it right there. We see a whole new look, but it's still advantage offense. Because you brought your tight end back into tight formation, and now you've got a back in the backfield, you can still run the ball, which is what Derek Carr checks to. So as we see this, we've got an option, power, power, man, man, hit. All right? And let's take a look how it works. You see, in this case, the Jets defense can't be right because you don't have enough men in the box to stop an inside run. 6-yard gain gets you out of your end zone and gives you a little bit more room in the open field. Now, as we take a look from the end zone angle, this is what Derek sees. He understands that Rodney Hudson is already pointing to the middle linebacker, so he knows that's his responsibility. Donald Penn and KO are going to have a double team, which is actually going to clear the hole. It's going to be extra push to get to that middle linebacker in case Rodney can't do it. Tight end's got a double read where he seals and then seals. But because he's not a linebacker, the offensive line doesn't have to readjust their protection or their blocking assignments. He's an undersized DB, so advantage tight end. Man, man. Double team between left guard, left tackle. Rodney Hudson up to the linebacker. Jared Cooks does a good job sealing the most dangerous man, allowing the defensive end to come down and make the play, but it's after a 6-yard gain. Advantage offense. So we saw it out of an empty backfield set earlier. We're going back to a similar look again. Empty backfield set, four wide receivers and a tight end. Tight formation. Middle of the field, so you have a few more options. Again, Derek surveys the defense, and we call this zero coverage because there is no one back here. When you have no one in a free safety, you know you've got man coverage, and everyone is coming up. So assignment football tells you, him on him, him on him. He's coming down for him. We've got the inside gathered up with a bunch of players. Advantage offense because now it becomes one-on-one. Watch how Derek brings this together and makes this play work. Cordarrelle comes in, man-on-man on the inside. There's a saying in football, BYOB, be your own blocker. In this instance, there's no one for Cordarrelle to do but just shake him and run his way to the end zone. 43 yards, big time touchdown. As we take a look at the end zone angle, you see everyone up on the line of scrimmage. So when you count for man, 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 be your own blocker. Derek holds the receivers in place, keeps them out there, keeps them out of harm's way. And now it's just going to be Cordarrelle Patterson versus this safety. Even if the safety tackles him, it's still going to be for a positive gain. Watch how it comes together. Hand the ball off, man blocking, ceiling all the way down. 32 has to make the play. Cordarrelle makes a miss, 43-yard touchdown. It's just that simple. So in closing, by having a big guy like Cordarrelle Patterson, who's shaped like a running back and can break tackles, you're breaking a tendency. You can imagine if you used a running back in that situation, how defenses might know or expect a run, but you're not necessarily expecting it from a wide receiver. Now that you put it on film, the defenses have something else to plan for when they play against the Raiders. Just another added wrinkle in this offense. Derek Carr has complete control over what he can do, and by showing five wides and forcing a defense either to nickel or dime, gives his offensive line an advantage. Well, that does it for this week's lesson, class. I'm Professor Kennedy. I'll see you next week.